This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Agent Planet.
Agent Planet set me a challenge to check out real-life problems which could be solved by better planning. I thought I'd start by walking to my school. Obviously, I've done this way hundreds of times. It's only a 5-minute walk, but I have to cross 3 roads. Mum didn't let me walk on my own until I was in year 6 because she was worried about me getting hit by a car. Loads of my mates get driven to school because their parents don't think it's safe to walk. I guess if these areas were no car zones, everyone would walk or cycle, and we'd all be healthier, less pollution too.
That's terrific! Good idea!
Hey Agent Planet, I was thinking it would be great if the high street was a no car zone. In just one little stretch of the high street, there are 3 sets of traffic lights. It takes ages to get around, whether you're in a car or on a bike.
Another great idea! In fact, let's take a closer look at the high street.
It's weird. These shops are all empty.
Empty shops can make a place feel different.
Yeah, no one comes here, so it's kind of messy. It's not very nice with all the posters and graffiti. Why couldn't they just change these shops into houses? We need more houses, because the population's growing, right?
Excellent idea. It might have been a bustling high street 50 years ago, but the way we shop has changed. Now and in the future, this space might be better used for something else. This is a nice space, isn't it? Lovely park. Nice bandstand too.
Yeah, I love riding my bike here, but...
What's the problem?
I have to go on the main roads to get to the park, and one's an A road. It's so busy that I can only go if my mum and dad are with me, or we have to put the bikes in the car.
Seems crazy to go for a lovely bike ride when you go half the way by car.
If there was a safe cycle path, I could go by myself. No cars and no pollution.
Pollution's certainly something to think about because our population is increasing. More people mean more cars, unless we can plan things in a smarter way. What about houses? How could we improve the places we live?
Well, my town does have a lot of blocks of flats. I suppose they're a good way to create a lot of homes when you don't have a lot of space.
Anything wrong with that?
Well, they don't have gardens. I'd miss not having a garden, and green spaces are important, right?
That's right. They help support wildlife and help us to enjoy being outside.
I suppose you could create green walls on the blocks of flats to help wildlife. That's where plants are placed on the building itself.
Yep. High-rise housing like this can solve some problems, especially when more housing is needed, and needed quickly. But it's important that they are safe and pleasant places to live, and that they're built properly.
Maybe they can make a rooftop garden too, for everyone to enjoy.
Another terrific idea. You see, just by walking around the place you live, you can see how town planning can help solve all sorts of problems. You're a natural.
So, like, town planners do things like this for their job?
That's right. And I think you're becoming a bit, well, Anna the Planner.
And why don't you at home have a think about how town planning could change the place where you live?
Agent Planet, created with support from the Royal Town Planning Institute. Find out more at funkidslive.com/agent.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.